I'm Marilyn Lowell, as you heard. I'm a retired nurse, and I work with Kathleen in the health and the health ministry team here at the cathedral. The Shawl Ministry is an international organization. It's everywhere. But it started here at the cathedral under the direction of Wendy Breen. And it wasn't long before she recruited me in 2006. So we've been going ever since. And we provide prayer shawls for people who are ill, who are in hospital, or who are undergoing something, a bereavement perhaps. But I've also knit them for weddings. Births of children. So if you know of someone that needs a prayer shawl or would be appropriate, let me or Kathleen or the dean know, and we will do our best to provide it. We do not charge for this. It is a service that we give. Recently, new knitters have been added to our crew. Carol Hines, Bobby Milner, and Melissa Daw also knit for us. And as a result of this morning's little speech, I have a couple of new recruits. So if you're interested, let me know afterwards. We've expanded the original idea of prayer shawls because we were wondering what to give the men. And we make fleece blankets, and they're very much appreciated, especially when they're in hospital. It tends to be cold and chilly, and they really appreciate the coziness of these fleece blankets. And they use them when they come home as well. Since we began, we've distributed 237 shawls and 63 blankets to all ages, genders, and all places around the globe. We've sent them to Australia, England, every province in Canada, quite a few states. I think the only one is Southeast Asia, which we haven't yet done. We include beautiful, they're presented in a silver or a fancy gift bag wrapped in tissue, and we include beautiful prayers with it. I'm not going to tell you all the prayers here now, but if you come to the annual meeting this afternoon, I'll have some samples of what we include. And you can look it up if you Google the Shawl Ministry, Prayer Shawl Ministry. You will have all sorts of information there about its objectives and its mission and the prayers, some sample prayers. We do not, as I say, we do not charge for them, but if you care to make a donation to the yarn or the fleece, that's fine. But we will not accept money for the actual shawl or blanket. We've had many moving and touching thank you notes as a result, we've even heard of people having wrapped their loved ones in and buried them after their funeral in these shawls, or wrapped around their urns during the funeral. They provide much comfort. So if you wish to become a knitter or wish to give one to someone in the congregation or elsewhere, let us know. Thank you.